Globalization, the future of Japan and the world. Chapter 1. What is globalization? I want to explore with you what globalization really means. It is a word very popular around the world, but especially in Japan. For many years, the goal of Japanese universities has been to develop global human resources. But what does globalization really mean? How does it manifest itself? What impact does it have on us as people, as well as on our institutions and systems? In the early 1970s, I studied at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy, a graduate school of international relations. I studied with students from all over the world, including Japan, Bangladesh, Switzerland, Norway, and Yugoslavia. We felt we had a mission. We were excited to think that we were bringing the world together. ASEAN was founded in 1967. The European Union continued to merge its political, financial, and cultural institutions through the 1970s and 80s. European integration was especially important because it showed countries that had fought horrible wars against each other could have peace if they worked together. We wanted to end barriers and open the world to each other. The most important thing about globalization is that it means more than simply participating in the world outside your country. It is also about bringing the outside world into your country and understanding that the most important issues facing us as individuals can only be solved on a global level. Globalization means most countries' borders are more open to foreigners. Flying to another country just 50 years ago was still an adventure. I will never forget my first flight to Japan. I grew up on a farm in rural Maine, and when I was a child, no one would ever have thought I would go to Japan. I was so excited to be in Japan that the first night I could not sleep and just walked around Takanawa and Shinagawa at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now I fly back and forth to the U.S. 4 times a year. Nowadays, flying to another country is like taking a train to another city. I am sure you have heard about people who fly to Korea for the day or the weekend just to shop and eat Korean food. Globalization has also led to a very different movement of people in creating a large number of refugees who often risk their lives to find a better place to live. Some may take a small boat from Tunisia to Italy, while others may walk thousands of kilometers from El Salvador to the U.S. border with Mexico. Why? One reason is that the global economy has increased the gap between richer and poorer countries. Even people who live in poor countries have access to smartphones and computers, so they can see what life is like in richer countries. They want to go to those places. Friends and family who have made the trip tell them they can make money. Smartphones also help them on their journey. Their phones put them in touch with people who may help them travel to another country, connect them to family while they are traveling, and help them connect to friends or family when they arrive. Communication technology brings outside ideas into your country. Some countries, like China, have begun to limit access to the internet and block social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. On the other hand, India has banned the Chinese apps WeChat, Baidu, and TikTok. No matter how hard any government tries, most people in the world are using these applications. There is no filter to keep out foreign ideas. Smartphones let you see what people are doing in other countries. If it is something you are not allowed to do, maybe it will motivate you to do it. If your culture or religion does not allow dancing, seeing young people dancing on TikTok may make you want to dance too. The oldest and most obvious result of globalization is in the food we eat. In Maine, we have blueberries in the summer. We make maple syrup from our sugar maple trees in March. But we don't have persimmons. In Japan, I loved being so far away from home and being in such a different culture, but I also missed home. In the 1970s, I looked all around Tokyo for blueberries and maple syrup, but they were hard or even impossible to find. Now I can find them all year round in any supermarket. There are blueberries from Chile, cherries from California, and maple syrup from Canada. But I was really shocked when I found my favorite Hachia persimmons in the local supermarket in Maine. We have been eating food from other countries and using products made in other countries for centuries. The difference that globalization has made is that now almost everything we consume has some connection to international trade. Our choice of foods is almost limitless. There are problems. In a globalized world, multinational regulations and oversight are necessary. Many people push back against globalization. The US built walls against immigration. The British didn't want to be regulated by a united Europe. Many governments try to stop people from learning new things that are not part of their traditional culture. That is why it is necessary for us to understand globalization. We must know how to manage globalization and the technologies that drive it. We must use what is positive and change what is negative.